Yes, we're here. Hello, welcome to the keynote coverage. We are live at the moment. We're waiting on Doc to dial in, and we're waiting on Carl Swagger to dial in from the Philippines. He's obviously nodded off in his armchair because it's 1 a.m. for him for the keynote, as opposed to 6 p.m. in the UK and 10 a.m. for you guys in California. Joining me at the moment.
It is, yeah, 10 a.m.
I've got Adam and I've got Paul, and we've got the Beats One feed from the stadium. It's 6 inches for you, and says Muller.
Eric, you've now got my office background.
That would be in my favour, though, Muller, surely.
Can I make one request for the live feed at some point in the future?
Yeah, sure. Whether it happens
pop-out window. I miss the pop-out window. Okay. Yeah, I love everything about the new setup. I missed the pop-out window.
Okey-doke.
It's in the backlog. Unfortunately, I changed contracts, and I now have a company that actually expects me to work 9 till 5 as opposed to my previous contract where
bastard.
I was able to actually build BTN.
Don't say that, because they'll sue for recompense.
I probably could build my own. I probably should just do that.
No, it's on the... It's in the backlog of things that we want to do.
You know what I mean? I probably have the skills. I could probably view the source, and I could probably figure it out, and I could probably make my own little window.
Wait, is that come your shirt's back to front?
I don't know. So it's fine here on my screen, but for some reason on the video out on Skype, it's
flipped.
Technical, as ever. Ruata seconds.
Oh, look, you can see the prompter.
The prop
in the video.
Yeah.
First slide. One of...
Does it say one or two?
Two of...
Two of...
How many slides? Three... Is it 300? 200?
Oh, shit.
I just
want to say, because I got a few letters after the last one saying that I was a bit mean about the fact that it was music, and I was slagging off music, and no, the music wasn't for me, and it was for other people. It wasn't about the music, it was about the bloody length. The last one was like 2.5 hours of just watching Eddie Q dance like your bloody dad.
Yeah, well, I'm supposed to be on Mac Break Weekly. They're thinking they're going to have us on at 11:30. I'm saying it's not happening.
No, it's not happening. But go on anyway.
you got my message before that I was I've got a bit of a hard stop at 7 p.m. our time, which is basically an hour from now.
Yeah, you got to jump out and. Yeah. If you jump out and jump in, mate.
It's fine.
Just leave your office window open.
It's confusing because normally so in our house Wednesday night's my wife's night off, so she books stuff on Wednesday nights. It's supposed to be me. I come home from work and I have the kids, so
this is great show material, isn't it?
I know.
Ruata says 2+ hours for sure. If all the punditry is to be believed, it's going to be a friggin' long one.
Sorry, I forgot that we were streaming. I thought we were just the three of us chatting there. Sorry.
No.
I hope we don't go more than 2 hours. Good God.
Yeah, that's hard going. I don't know what I'm going to add to this, actually, because I've been so busy with work for the last 3 weeks that I haven't actually seen much of the hype towards this. I know the sort of the headlines, but that's about it. So I don't know what I'm going to add here. The live feed isn't working for me either. I don't know why.
It just wasn't working in Chrome. It works fine in Safari.
Ah, right, okay.
Oh, it's not working in Flash anymore.
Interesting. Right, okay.
But will Chrome only do Flash? No, Chrome will do HTML5.
Yeah, no, but work.com.
Same with me. Works perfectly in Safari. Doesn't work in Chrome.
Anders, a bit of beta testing, mate.
So that, in his defense, that's what he was asking for. And I was like, just go live. It's fine.
I was just like, fuck it. Yeah, no, I can't get it to start in Chrome. So it works in iOS and it works in Safari like a dream with a 30-second delay, but it's not working in the Flash-based stuff, maybe.
Yeah, did you guys up the delay, or is that just an HTML5 thing?
No,
it's HTML5 thing, I think.
It's the HTML5 stuff, yeah.
Yeah. I guess that was the one advantage of the Flash. It had almost no delay.
Well, it should be streaming both, though. It should be the browser polling whichever feed it wants, which is interesting. But, I mean, tonight was always going to be about...
That's tonight, yeah. Let's see if Scotland gets it ahead of everybody else again, like last time, and I was able to predict things.
Anyone got Firefox to try it?
I have it in one of my virtual machines. I'd have to fire that
up. I mean, in your defense, the Apple Live Stream won't play in Chrome either.
It never does, though. It requires Safari. I always thought that was just, it was pinned down to Safari so that you could ensure we're using them.
I think that's Apple just being Apple.
Paul Mac says, not working on Apple TV. What's not working, Paul? I take it that's not us. I take it that's...
well, I think we have to give Anders a raise if he's going to work on Apple TV.
Yeah, if he's going to work on Apple TV, Andy, you're fine, mate.
Bam, 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 bam.
Are Apple officially late yet? No, they're not.
No.
They got 1 minute.
Might have known Doc would be bloody late. And where the hell's his swagger?
I was quite looking forward to him being on. It's been a while since he's been in the Mac show.
Here we go.
Can you turn up the feed here? Because I'm using the audio in your feed to hear the audio on the actual, on the keynote.
I will do when it comes time. I've kept it at a level that we can manage.
Who's Jeff, you think?
Jeff? Where did you see Jeff?
Of Apple executive. They just showed a shot of two seats that were labeled Tim, and next to Tim on his right was Jeff.
Jeff Gamut.
I don't think so.
You think?
I remember who's quickly... Assess the team.
It's 1 a.m. Mr. Swagger's time, but he isn't answering. Whatever someone just did, please don't do it again. That hurt.
Sorry, I ran my biro in my hands, and it was hitting my rings.
Your what?
Biro. It's a pen. Bic.
Oh.
Bic biro. You must have biros in America, for Christ's sake.
What?
You got inside toilets and everything.
A biro?
Sorry, Apple Stream is not working on Apple TV. Thank you. Cheers, Paul.
What? Is that just like a damn Bic pen?
Bic pen, yeah, it's biro.
Oh,
yeah,
hang on,
biro,
this is the best bit. Sorry, Apple Stream not working on Apple TV, but it's working fine.
Called biro, I think.
Apple Stream is not working on Apple TV, but it's working fine on Windows.
Well, I don't have my Apple TV in front of me, so I can't confirm or deny that.
I wish I could get BTN commentary. You need to throw it on AGR, Ewan. What's AGR? Alpha Geek Radio. We can't. We haven't got a time slot for Alpha Geek Radio.
Oh, Alpha Geek Radio. Yeah. Yeah,
They don't give you a time. There was Dalrymple. I saw his beard. Beard went by. There he is again.
You didn't see Dalrymple. You just saw his beard.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Bill Graham's Civic Auditorium.
Is this the first time they've used this? I don't remember this ever being used before.
I don't recall it being used, no. We're waiting on Swags and we're waiting on Doc.
So Apple history, this is where Apple launched the Apple II at the Computer Expo. It's the same hall in San Francisco.
Does that mean we're getting a new Mac to Apple II then?
No, but there's quite a history of this location with Apple.
And we're off. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your audio is actually ahead of my screen.
Hey, normally I'm behind you, look.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for joining us, and welcome to San Francisco and the legendary Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. We could not be more excited to be here this morning.
Is that taken on an iPhone?
So glad that so many people from all over the world could join us, including many of our employees. Hey, guys.
Yeah, because we couldn't sell the tickets.
I would have taken a seat.
Yeah, I know. And a flight from San Diego.
No problem.
It's been an incredible year for Apple. We are
if this is a video, it's getting muted.
And we are about to make some monster announcement across several of our products.
You have an incoming call
we
from...
We have a big day ahead, and there's no time for updates. So I'd like to get right in and talk about Apple Watch.
They've never done that for a while since skipped over
Apple. Video, of course.
Just a few why did I just ago, get an incoming
Watch
call from you? From you.
It's ducks in the house.
Oh.
It's already changed
the mouthful of food.
Their daily lives, and they love using it. I love how quick and easy it is to respond and receive to messages, phone calls, and notifications from their favorite app. They're amazed at how Siri on the watch lets them do so much with just their voice, like get directions or send a quick message. With Apple Pay, customers are loving they can purchase directly from their
watch. You know, I've still not used Apple Pay yet.
And Apple Watch
I can't.
Is helping our users
really?
Live a better day.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work with Barclays business.
No.
Yeah, so my personal account's with HSBC. And it works with that, but I've only ever come across it being available once, and that was at a vending machine in an agency I was going into, and it didn't work. I couldn't get it to work. I think it was a vending machine as opposed to Apple Pay. But.
Dennis H. is clearly ashamed.
It doesn't work with any business cards that are credit cards. You can do business debit cards.
And many more.
Yeah, but Barclays in the UK, it's business debit cards, but Barclays have not, they've went their own proprietary route. They haven't taken Apple Pay.
Which is good.
I have the same problem with my bank here in the US. I can only use my business debit card, not my business credit card.
97% business customer satisfaction. Where's
now,
the other 3% getting pissed off?
Launching the watch a few months ago, we are on an incredible pace of innovation.
More than likely, places that don't take it, and assuming that that's Apple's fault.
No, it's the watch, not the Apple Pay, I don't think.
Oh, that's the Jeff Williams.
Muller's used his with his credit card, but his credit card was immediately cloned, so he couldn't use it again.
Just weeks after launching Apple Watch,
this is Jeff.
We previewed our next generation of OS, and it's packed with powerful features. There are new watch faces, like this beautiful one with time transit, and third-party complications. This is a big deal.
Can anybody else hear
powerful thing to be able to glance at being
played in the background
and see the information that's important
can
to
hear
you.
What?
A recorder, you know, a kid's recorder, like a musical instrument being played in the background.
I did hear it briefly. Like
sorry, it's my daughter's played it down the stairs. I was hoping that I'd
just
rotate the digital around
okay.
The day ahead.
Jesus.
It's the fastest way to see the next couple of meetings.
I don't like them talking about things on the screen being complications, because those aren't complications. Complications are the working mechanisms of the watch, not
making
displays.
It easier to find and use.
Would you be happier if they called them digital complications?
No.
That's the actual word for it.
It's not.
Complications.
No, I'm talking about digital complications. I agree with you. I understand that the Swiss movement is the complication.
In addition to these and other built-in features, developers have been hard at work. There are already over 10,000 watch apps.
There's already so many watch apps, you can't find them.
with Barclays, have you managed to get the Barclays watch app working for you?
Developers can do even more.
No. I didn't know there was one.
Can display video.
Yeah, it doesn't show me my business account. It only shows me my personal account. I can't get it to show my business account. I can't work out why.
I'd like to show you a few.
Ruata wants to know if the recorder is part of the Apple
Facebook
Music.
Facebook Messenger is coming to the watch.
Yes.
Oh, Facebook's coming to the watch. Oh,
Facebook
shit.
Facebook Messenger allows users to send text, send audio messages, and share their location. Well,
actually, that's right a big thing for me. I use Facebook Messenger for conversations about a lot of things. For example, the gamer show. Meeches and Sam do all our organization on Facebook Messenger, and it's really frustrating that I can't reply even with yes or no on the watch. So actually, I think that is a good thing.
I thought you were going to say then, I use Facebook Messenger for contraception.
I do. I sit and read Facebook Messenger at night, and my wife's like, oh, screw this.
Hey, there you go, GoPro.
Apparently, our BTN stream is working on a Windows 10
and then
Edge
AirStrip
browser. It should
do. This is an app that is for physicians.
Does he mean that that's the device, the Edge, or does he mean Edge the network, as in really, really crap?
No, because isn't their new browser not...
Yeah, it's just a browser.
I'd like to bring up Dr. Cameron Powell.
And Paul, to your side, I use Facebook Messenger every day quite religiously because my international clients love it.
Yeah.
Joining me on stage.
Here we go,
Dr.
Airstrip.
Right. You know, Airstrip plays.
This guy's slick. Look at him.
In our country's healthcare system.
He dressed like Phil Schiller.
Leveraging the use of iPhone and iPad. But here comes another game changer for healthcare, Apple Watch. Let's start.
No, that was six
with
months
a physician
ago.
Who's viewing his daily schedule, making rounds, and communicating with the team. Now, if I look at my watch face, I can see my next patient. I can notice their diagnosis.
What happened to doctor-patient confidentiality?
To see what's next. Let's see what happens. If
who can see your watch? You can barely read it yourself.
Now, within the message itself,
yeah, if you've got a reminder to go to your optician, you never go.
Vital signs and the lab results. The reason that I can immediately see all of this relevant data is because once I have the watch on, I am securely authenticated until I take it off. Let's go back and dig a little deeper on that wave.
I haven't really done that.
Want to know what's
that? Oh, Doc's gone. I haven't done the old
now.
Like,
thank
you. You have an incoming call from Doc Rock.
Now,
what's
sorry. This? I haven't done the old fit it to my arm and lock it in type thing.
It's sweet. It's really nice when you do that. So you put a pin code on it, and then you unlock it from your phone. It's really nice.
Yeah, if you turn on Apple Pay, you have to have that on. It's required.
As you can see, Airstrip magically pulls all this data together into a single view through our Airstrip One platform, and we make it available to Apple Watch for display. But what is so great is I can take action on what I see. Here, I can send a HIPAA-compliant secure message to a member of the patient's care team. In this instance, I'm going to order a repeat. Okay, we're going to switch gears. Let's talk about how Airstrip with Apple Watch will change how doctors communicate with their patients. Now, Airstrip has been used already to monitor over 3.5 million.
You just get a tweet.
It's so cool if it's a private healthcare, but you're never going to get the NHS taking Apple Watch.
Sense for baby. We can now monitor
it still uses Windows NT.
Apple Watch. So here you see a message from a doctor to the pregnant patient's home asking her to begin monitoring her baby's heart with something called a non-stress test or an NST. Now the mom with a watch on her wrist.
You just imagine you get a notification from your doctor saying, don't come to next week's appointment because you aren't going to live that long.
As I can see on this green line, I can confirm that I'm monitoring the mother's heart rate.
I've cancelled next week's appointment. You'll find out why.
But I can also see the baby's heart rate and the mother's contraction.
Ruata says this is so US-centric, there's no chance the NHS will be buying into this. I don't know, actually. The NHS have got pretty cool. I get a reminder for my doctor's appointments now, and everything. I booked a blood test online the other week. It was awesome.
While she's doing this,
yeah, some medical practices and stuff like that are going a little bit further forward, depending on if they have the funding. But the NHS itself, I mean, I'm talking about Scottish NHS. I can't comment on the English NHS, but Scottish NHS is never going to have this.
So she's hearing a fetal heartbeat there. Mac Vader says, what's the NHS? It's the National Health Service in the UK. It's the state-paid healthcare system.
She can simply send all that.
This is cool if you from her watch. There's an app available for a C. I can try it, like not actually necessarily send it to your midwife or your doctor or something like that, being able to see your contractions kind of come up as a graph on a watch and being able to properly measure that.
Mate, your wife would bitch slap you right now.
No, no, she wouldn't. Absolutely not. She really wanted to use those apps. You know, she downloaded all those apps when Ava was born.
Oh, really?
That you actually hold your finger on the screen.
The way my wife was when she started going into contractions, it was, she could have, she would have punched me rather than put her thumb on an iPhone.
Exactly, that's exactly the point. Kirsty wanted to use it, but last thing she wanted to do, it was like the first few where it was like, oh, well, that's a bit sore. She was like kind of holding on to it, but when it started getting into serious ones, it, you know, it was pointless. But having this on your wrist, you're not having to think about it, and it's logging all that's really good.
Well, this is all pre-monitoring too. This is early stage stuff that they were showing. It's not,
yeah, it was fetal,
you know, live, you know, during contraction.
But it would be cool to have it during contractions.
A contraction meter. Great to admire. On some new watches. Straps, new straps. This red one's definitely coming, apparently. That shares
our commitment to excellence and
I have to say, I've got the longer strap now. Hermes. So here's my Apple Watch, and there's the longer strap, and Jesus, it's long. It is really long. And I'm on the third rug. I was on the very last rug on the old one, and I'm
together
on the third one now.
A collection. It starts with this iconic doubletour that wraps elegantly around your wrist twice. Made of
doubletour
leather
around your wrist twice.
Beautifully.
See, I'm on the second hole of the standard strap.
Is a single
second hole in.
Each of these has an Hermes watch face that uses their traditional.
Depends about weekend in Wales.
The round twice watch, doubletour. Someone's got that from the French book. Monsieur Lafayette, Allez à la Bibliothèque.
But that's not the only update.
The notifications from the NHS are coming through.
New model,
stop eating deep fried Mars bars, says Ruata. And TVZ said, run round the block, you tosser.
So new watch bands that I can't afford.
Well, I don't know, it's about affordable. It's about whether they fit with me. I love the sports strap, though.
Really? You'll drop $250 on a watch?
No,
on a watch strap?
Will
I won't.
I've got to say, I'd love the slinky one with the multiple links. Oh, Christ.
Oh, the Milanese loop.
Milanese. I love the Milanese loop. I really love
it. Yeah, I like it a lot too, but not at the price.
I can't get it over my hand.
Oh, but look at the pink one. That they haven't talked about that yet. Did you see that?
That's the rose gold.
Yeah,
they're showing off the new colors.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with you, and if it fit better on my wrist, I would drop the money because of just the way it fit. I mean, just the way it feels, the way it does fit, but it doesn't quite fit on my wrist, so the end is just barely touching. So I would. It's not about the price, more or less. It just doesn't fit a larger person.
Okay, so you can now get gold and rose gold in the aluminium watch.
Fresh new color. Right.
And they're available at the same price.
So no one's buying gold
as the rest
anymore.
Of the sport lineup. This adds a whole new dimension to the lineup. You actually just have to see them in person. They're really, really beautiful.
Is my watch
the same people who are buying the gold watches are still going to buy the gold watches. They want real gold.
Popular, so
and
now
they can afford
it.
Yeah. They don't want to be called out on their fake gold.
We've updated our classic leather with now got a two-tone look, and it comes in black and saddle brown. It's really beautiful. And finally,
I love the sports strap, I have to say. Muller says, is that your 6-inch watch strap in your 6 inches? Thanks, mate.
Not only does it look good, but a portion of the proceeds goes to the Global Fund to fight AIDS. I think you're going to love it.
One I want a product red band.
Yeah, I do.
You're quite nice.
In the longer version.
Create a whole new look. And so we're adding a fall collection of new bands ranging from vibrant hues to more neutral tones. And when you pair these bands with different cases, you end up with some truly unique combination.
But the thing is,
really
are they
nice.
Going to do oversized straps in anything other black and white? Because
that's
the problem. Is you can
Apple
only get the oversized in black and white now.
And as we look forward to the
mention
to the
about
season,
bigger straps,
we're really,
you tosser.
Really excited with
hipsters don't have big wrists.
And
this is true.
new OS.
Only us fed
with native gits.
App. Fat gits with money do though.
The new I'm amazingly surprised that months later my white band is perfectly white, like it's not dirty at all.
And Watch OS 2 is available on September 16th.
Ooh.
That's Apple Watch. I'll hand it back to Tim.
I don't.
September 16th.
Mm-hmm. Now, I reckon, ego, this is a thought. I reckon you don't want to go to watchOS 2 if you want to run the risk of not having obsolescence, because I think OS 1 will keep the obsolescence on your device. They won't obsolete it at any point if you keep that OS in. But if you go to 2, your phone is automatically reliant on your phone. Your watch is automatically tied to your phone then. New iPad.
iPad is the clearest. So,
with the watchOS 2 coming out on the 16th, that sort of implies that they're going to keep to the same cycle of announcement to release date as they did the last 2 years.
Multi-touch
piece of glass that instantly transforms into virtually anything that you want it to be.
This is pacey.
In just 5 years,
they're either listening and not doing a long keynote, the way or we create, there is shitloads.
The way we learn. And the way we
I hope
work.
They're not doing a long keynote.
We're partnering with the
I kind of hope it's somewhere in the middle. It's lots and lots of stuff crammed into a really small space.
Yeah, I mean, I've got one an hour and a half.
The way people work in the enterprise. As we brought more and more capability and more power to the iPad, we've been amazed at the new and unexpected things that our customers have done with the iPad.
Is it me or is Tim Cook getting a little bit more Mrs.
So
Doubtfire?
So we asked ourselves... How could we
he has got the look of a of an elderly Scottish lady sitting in a cafe.
He's starting to, isn't he?
Today, we have the biggest news in iPad since the iPad.
This is a big one. He's burning his lip. He's really scared. They may not
and
like this.
I am thrilled to show it to you.
Here we go. Video.
Johnny Ive video.
I know, we've got the...
What we did here was made it thinner. And
circular iPad. It's going to be a... It's going to be perfect spell.
It is! No orientation problems anymore.
I like the air holes.
Be a bigger one, that's
this
all
is iPad Air 3,
that's
or
the
is it
dual
the Pro?
Speakers.
Yeah, I know it's the speakers, but I'm saying I like it.
Yeah.
Go. Oh, three dots.
Charging contact.
Oh, of course. Yep.
So new connectors now. Bastards.
I love new connectors.
That looks like a MagSafe, right?
Mac Vader wants Tim to be his sugar daddy, though. Right, this isn't a Pro, because there's... The proportions are out.
This is the bigger thing.
Why the astronomy bit? I don't...
Because planets are big, and so you can see big things on the screen.
Oh, shit.
Also because they're hot.
And they look pretty.
But that told us
iPad nothing. Pro. It said iPad Pro.
This is the iPad Pro.
Oh, shit. I'm out of pocket.
I'm out of pocket.
It's the most capable and powerful iPad.
I'm buying you iPad anyway, but I think it might be the Pro.
It's full of amazing advanced technologies and innovation.
It's got an i7 chip.
To tell you all about it,
stuff
I'd like
the
to invite Phil Schiller up. Phil?
Come on, Phil.
Thank you, Tim.
Put that pie down, boy.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Guys, chunked up, good lad.
Thank you.
Good pies for everybody.
I am so excited to tell you about this incredible
new iPad Pro. Look under your seat, there's a free pie.
It has a huge screen, the biggest we've ever built in an iOS device. It has more power and performance than any iOS device we've ever made either. Let's start with that display. Why make an iPad
799 for 16 gig
display? With a larger
There's
display,
no point. Anything less than 128 is pointless on something that size.
The magical piece of glass you hold in your
hand. I don't think so. As long as you've got a data connection in it, I manage absolutely fine with, well, I got 64 just now, but 32 previously. I'm
and it
totally
can do
fine.
That a smartphone
yeah,
can't
not,
do because
I'm not
it doesn't
quite
have
there
to
on
32. And it's thin and light enough to hold.
I probably
all
need 48. That's a stupid thing.
But it can do things that a notebook can't do. So with a bigger screen iPad, your TV shows and movies are more cinematic. The
are
games
they said the
we
size
play
exactly
are more
yet,
immersive.
It looks kind of the
12-inch
mark.
Yeah.
Screenshots from the new Martian movie.
So now with the bigger iPad,
I'm going on porn movies I've watched compared to the hands that are in the shot.
In your documents. But keyboards. And keyboards can do many things, like
is it A4? Says Deep Pen. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
It does actually. It's got that ratio, hasn't it?
We can do some
later if it was anything.
Let's and the new multitasking
features in iOS
I'm looking at the proportions, and I think Deep Pan's on some of there. I think that is, that could be A4.
We're designed with this iPad Pro.
You guys don't do A4, do you? You don't have A4 as a paper size.
No, they're letter.
So how big is the screen?
I mean,
the
there's
iPad Pro?
Always the option, but no, I mean,
looking,
I can't run A4 very easily.
Why 12.9 inches? Well, here, let me tell you.
I use A4 for pliers because it makes your eye look different.
Put next to it our previous largest iPad. That's iPad Air 2. If you look at the width of the iPad Pro, it is the same as the height of the iPad Air.
And
we take that height and we make a 4x3
it's
ratio.
Height, you
and now you have an iPad big
height.
Enough to run your full iPad Air apps with more room side by
after
side.
After the H. Redneck, Rob in the chat room says, now I can see people with real arseholes lifting it up to take pictures with it at events and blocking everything out.
No, it won't block everything out. The screen's that big, you'll actually get a better view of the stage when they do that.
That's a good point.
Yeah, fact, use it as a monitor.
More pixels than a 15-inch MacBook Pro with Retina display.
5.6 million pixels. Mother.
Easy, dude. I've got to edit that now.
Hey, sorry, I just slipped out.
31 minutes.
The photos
will look amazing on it. Huge, incredibly detailed, rich colors. Your document.
I'm gonna have to blame
full size with laser sharp text.
Oh, look at that.
And I'll say it again, watching movies on it is incredible. It's an amazing experience.
Yeah, see they are, they're plugging the Martian.
Yeah, unless we
ever built.
We compress the shit out of it.
Incredible innovation in technology. For example, we used the technology that we created in the iMac with Retina 5K display and its timing controller to drive all those pixels quickly. We made it look beautiful with our photo alignment technique, which means it is great.
This has to be cheaper than the 12-inch MacBook Air, sure.
Of the best on-site TFT material.
Gotta be.
Which means we can light up the pixels quickly. And
it
was set at
$799,
$899, and $999.
The first time an Apple display has a variable
reason. I don't think it has to be cheaper because there's people who are iPad and there's people who are laptop, and they won't. There's a big enough market on either side to pick a direction.
Amazing display.
It's kind of like SUV versus pickup
truck. Even more amazing, the chip that powers it. This is the new.
Well, I do think that Phil is going through the here's why it's more expensive list at the moment.
Chip.
Yeah.
Doubled bandwidth to memory. We've doubled the read and write performance to flash storage. It is so fast. How fast is it? The new A9X is 1.8 times faster than the A8X.
Well done for saying times, Phil, and not X.
This is desktop class performance. To compare what our team has done, our chip team is just on fire. Over the last 5 years, they've grown performance in the iPad 22-fold for CPU tasks.
Reminds me of the bunny suit
from the original
faster. We've doubled the performance of graphics over the A8X. And over the last 5 years, this is unbelievable. Graphics performance has gone up 360 times. The biggest jump in this year alone. You combine that fast hardware with great software, like in iOS 9, our metal libraries for writing games and applications directly to that graphics chip.
Phil, get to the price, man. You've already got me.
But here's another way to think about
how fast gave you the pricing.
iPad Pro is.
It didn't.
It is faster than 80%
Adam
of the
gave
portable
you.
PCs
yeah, but Phil didn't.
Shipped in the last 12 months.
I do love you, Adam, but I don't believe anyone until I hit it. Phil says
that's
that.
At CPU tasks. At graphics tasks, it's faster than 90% of
come on, Phil, you have me at pies.
So, when you run tasks in applications that we all love to use, they get incredibly fast. For example, iMovie. Running iMovie on an iPad Pro delivers desktop class performance. With iMovie, you can now edit 3 streams of 4K video simultaneous. That's incredible performance. And it's going to enable new classes of applications.
So at the base level, that gets you
example,
20 seconds of 4K video.
This is AutoCAD 360 from Autodesk.
In MOV.
An incredibly powerful application. This image has 320,000 objects in its wireframe mesh.
Did he say it'll
and
play 4K?
You can
4K?
Zoom in and pan around it.
It'll edit
with
4K.
With buttery 60 frame per second smoothness. Something you can't do on a PC.
See, the Apple TV is going to have 4K.
Now that power comes with all-day battery life.
You reckon it's an Apple TV?
10
coming
hours
definitely,
of battery life. So we've got an amazing display.
I think it'll be announced. I don't think it'll come out for a little while.
Great battery life.
November.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to remember that 4K in terms of resolution is only 4
the
megapixels.
The thought display deserves a great sound system. And so for the first time ever in Apple product, we now
which
have
is why
a
they've gone the
5
million pixel screen.
And it automatically balances the left and the right, depending on how you're holding
4 sets
the
of speakers
iPad.
Is cool.
And it balances the frequencies between the top and the bottom dynamically, create a beautiful stereo sound stage.
That's awesome.
That is good.
It's really cool.
Volume of an iPad Air 2.
Because you know what really sucks is when you accidentally cover the Puka with your hand.
And that's packed into a device that's incredibly thin.
Does it know that? If it knew that and it boosted the audio volume, that would be awesome.
iPad Air underneath it.
Yeah, that's what you just said, Tony, because your orientation, I get a feel where your hand is and then it switches to the other speakers.
I don't know. Don't know if it knows you're covering the speaker. 6.1.
It was just meaning that if you it moves left and right, and if you turn the orientation round, it knows left and right.
They're both just around 1.5 pounds, which is unbelievable because
so that's
the iPad
the same
Pro
weight as the original
has a 78%
iPad.
Larger screen area.
What are they comparing it weight-wise to the iPad?
Original iPad.
One, look at the box.
It is thin and light enough to hold all day and powerful enough to take everywhere. Whether you want to watch movies in the park, edit a film.
1.5 pounds is going to feel heavy.
This is an amazing iPad.
Oh,
but the story doesn't
work
stop
out
there.
It is though.
I 1.5 pounds is a big beard, dude. That's a 40.
Like
40
laying
is 1.5 pounds.
In bed, it was not fun.
Pussy boy.
Being honest.
I guess Adam don't drink 40s.
Let's just cut away from the keynote because Mac Vader hit his standing goal.
Sometimes you like the convenience of a physical keyboard. So we're very excited.
It's not 10 to.
Oh, here we go.
Keyboard. You can't hit your standing goal when it's not 10 to the hour.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Gangster.
Oh, yes. That's $150.
Okay.
I'm glad I didn't buy that Logitech keyboard I was looking at.
This is unlike any keyboard you've ever used before. It's covered in an Apple woven fabric. That fabric creates the cover, but also forms the structure and the feel of those keys. And they feel really great to type on. Inside, the new Apple Dome Switch that we pioneered.
The Microsoft people are going to have a field day with this one.
And it's great new smart
keyboard. What, in terms of patent?
So how do you attack?
No, I mean, Microsoft fanboys are going to call us out on this one.
Yeah.
But if you look closely, there are three new circles along the side. The iPad Pro.
Because we've got a proprietary charging connector
technology.
Yeah, which just makes us buy more shit, you bastard.
It carries power and data and connects magnetically to the smart keyboard. When you want to attach your iPad to the keyboard, you just slide it on it. And the software in iOS 9 automatically adapts and changes because it knows you want to use the physical keyboard versus the soft keyboard. So that's the new smart keyboard designed specifically for the iPad Pro.
I like that versus Bluetooth.
So pop another 150, 200 onto your iPad Pro.
Let's talk about drawing and illustration. Customers have created amazing works of art. Drawing
so Paul
on their
Kirk
iPads
has got wood at
this
point.
It's all about multi-touch. We will continue to use our
this
hands
is the Surface Killer says
more. On iPad.
Not Pro,
the fanboys would tell
Surface
you Live.
The fanboys would tell you there's no memory card slot. And there's no SSD, so we have to fight that idiocracy. Then we can come
in amazing innovation.
I think the thing is, they're showing some great stuff here, don't get me wrong.
Brand new accessory,
but really, what, at this point, you know, you're hooked or you're not hooked. Like and if this. Oh, a stylus, Jesus Christ, no.
Pencil. That failed.
$99 for the pen.
Apple
according to Jobs.
Apple Pencil, jeez.
Yuck.
And this Apple Pencil is packed with so much amazing new technology.
Of course it is.
We have a great video to tell you all about it now.
Oh, here we go. Here's a video.
Touch, of course, is the primary method interaction with iPad. To enhance
so
what's
we made
possible
it white,
with multi-touch
to go with my
and
room.
To allow for a new level of precision with iPad Pro, we've designed Apple Pencil.
It doesn't matter what Steve said, Mac Vader is Tim's company now.
This began by re-engineering the touch subsystem of the display to measure both finger and stylus input on the same plane with optimal accuracy.
If it does it that accurately.
Pencil, the system scans
because right now it's
everything
relatively
Pro
sketchy,
to
no pun intended.
Points in a single stroke.
Because I actually like the idea of a pencil and a stylus, but I've never found one that does what I needed to do. iPad Pro display
to detect. Oh, it's going to work with all your other iPads.
Force.
Oh, I probably don't care. I'd like a pencil. They're all dead.
A bit of force touch. Oh, Jesus Christ.
With force
no.
data, you
I'm
can
in.
Press
I am so
to
broke.
Get a thin stroke. It's harder to get a dust.
All right, people, go to Patreon. We got to double up.
Yeah. If you want to sponsor us, go to patreon.com/BritishTechNetwork.
See, that is way better.
Look at the orientation of the pencil. That is awesome.
You can do side scrubbing. Come on, pimp. And there's a ruler. Shut to used
simultaneously. Oh, man.
Hey, can we just get the explicit title on this one? I don't want you to edit this much. Goodness.
Oh, my God.
Brother. Hey, I am going to be whoring on Hotel Street this weekend, trying to make some cash off of some old tourist ladies.
While it's battery a lightning connector.
Dude, shut up!
Oh, what?
Shut up!
Oh, you've got to charge it.
Of course.
Apple Pencil.
The pencil is $99. Feel
like a wait a minute.
Oh, that's a great
So it's still
price.
Got a lightning connector, which means that this isn't a... That thing there is purely for the keyboard. You can't charge it, but it's purely for the keyboard.
Delivers something extraordinary.
You have to charge the pencil.
No, but what I mean is the iPad's clearly still got a lightning port.
There is still a lightning port on the side, is what Paul is saying. So the connector is purely for the on the side. It's purely for the.
Oh no! Wait a minute. It's a female lightning connector. Oh no! That's okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Mayo. How much for the bloody pencil? It's not just a pencil.
This Apple Pencil is absolutely amazing, and to get that
I'll
level
go with
low
that.
Latency, so it feels like you're drawing directly.
I need to buy two because I'm going to lose that.
Incredible effort of collaboration between our hardware. Software and design team.
Matt Vader's saying it's great, but he can't actually draw. So all you need to do is sell your soul to Lechbomate and you're in.
They can use it within built-in apps in iOS, like our new Notes app, where you can draw and diagram directly with Apple Pencil. Or in Mail.
Memory
where
and price,
now with our new
Phil,
markup feature, when someone sends an attachment,
my stream's hung.
Mark up right on that attachment and send it on to them. You're going to see new applications from developers that have created features that take full advantage of this huge iPad Pro display, all its power, and most of all, Apple Pencil.
I wasn't going to buy one of these things, but
yeah, you are.
Illustration and drawing it's happening.
They all are.
It's alive on iPad Pro. And applications we've not
I'll take
before,
one of everything, please.
Like this,
you Apple.
It would be far easier if Apple just started some sort of direct debit scheme where every month you just give them a lump of money and then they just post stuff to you.
Apple Pencil. Yeah. One of the most advanced technologies.
You know what would be dope is if Pencil works on the touchpad on the computer. It's kind of like the old Pogo stuff.
We've been lucky enough to have a few developers come in, take a look at the new iPad Pro and Apple Pencil, and see what's possible with this incredible new technology. So we'd like to do a few demos. And to begin with, it would be great to have a developer come and show us what's possible with professional productivity. And who to know better about productivity than
Lee Garrett.
Yeah, these guys know productivity. So,
wow.
I am extremely pleased
Microsoft?
To introduce corporate
Wasn't
vice
expecting
president
that.
From Microsoft Office, Kurt Koenigsbauer. Kurt?
Microsoft is on new stuff right now.
Yeah, Microsoft is kicking it, mate. Absolutely.
Yeah. So
I bought Office Family Pack and I love it. I'm really, really liking having Excel back on my Mac.
Yeah. The old business point was fight like dogs. The new one is let's get together and kick somebody else's butt. And I kind of like it.
Suck on this.
On the screen, you'll see a beautiful Microsoft Word document on the gorgeous new iPad Pro. Now, with the Office iPad, we want to make it easy for anyone to create rich content and documents using touch. And so
I think it also proves that they're confident at where they are with Surface and Enterprise right now, that
styles,
they're not totally afraid of iPads yet, because the diehards are stuck in it.
This richness with
the chat room is going off on one, really, particularly about Microsoft being on stage. Wow. Huh? Microsoft on stage? Are they laughing?
No, they deserve to be up there. They've done a great job supporting iPad this past year, and this is just taking it to the next level.
And as a company, they've kicked ass with innovation.
Now watch as we can use the Apple Pencil and circle items in our document.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're smart to get back to what they do. They sell software and services and servers, you know?
Now, Because sell Office more is software. Built for teamwork, all of these changes are stored in the document itself and can be viewed on any Microsoft Office application on any
That's device. A bit sketchy. I mean, the guy might be shaking a little bit because he's nervous, but so that wasn't as smooth and as lovely as the video suggested.
With a quick swipe, we can have both Word and Excel on the screen at the same time. Now, for Office, the document is king, so having these two applications side by side is a huge productivity.
So this is going to be brilliant because it means you can like alter your figures, and then they'll affect in real time.
His finger's shaking a little bit, Paul, by the way. It looks like it.
No, no, that's what I'm saying. It looks like he's maybe just a little bit nervous and stuff, and that might be okay, but that it might not be, and he's it just doesn't look quite as smooth as it implied.
Also into our PowerPoint presentation.
Now, that just enjoys like Word, what Microsoft's like Excel, done on the Apple platforms.
Has great support for the Apple Pencil.
Oh, what are you saying? Marketing so doesn't match reality?
Go ahead and draw some here on our...
yes, stop it.
Mind here.
Automatically to graphic objects. Let's take this. Let's take this to the next level. We'll go to this slide. You see it has just a simple list. We want to turn this into a high-impact diagram. Now, we can use the Apple Pencil or just Touch. Here, we'll just use Touch and watch as we draw three circles. Let's draw three circles, and you will see that PowerPoint converts them automatically into shapes. Now, we'll support shape recognition for over 20 different object types.
Why is he doing it with his finger?
Art because he can. It's showing that it's not entirely reliant on the pencil. I think the pencil gives you a higher degree of accuracy, but there's nothing there that you can't do with your existing touch devices.
Right.
I think what the pencil's giving you is that ability to do the kind of rubbing with the pencil on the side or the touch sensitivity.
But yeah,
the standard pencil work.
I thought the whole point of this was it was the pencil demo in apps. I'm wondering if something happened with the pencil.
Possible.
iPad Pro in their workflow.
Because it's right next
to
the thing.
About creative workflows
and our good friends Eric Snowden.
Adobe's been doing incredible things on iPad with the Creative Cloud mobile app.
Dear Adobe, now, I'm sorry about the flash comments from Steve Jobs. Would you like to come to our keynote?
A brand new suite of applications that's incredibly powerful and can do amazing things. So I'm very excited to bring out
I am loving the new Creative Cloud apps for iOS, so this is definitely going to make it more sweet.
This is interesting too, though, because Adobe just, you know, they have their own pencil and, you know, their own stylus and ruler thing.
All working together.
It goes to prove the power of us.
The first of which is Adobe Comp.
Even the competitors still want our money because we'll spend money. Everyone else can complain about how expensive it is.
By creating an X on the left-hand side of the screen, I'm creating an image placeholder. We have gestures.
I use this. I love
Z. He's not using the pencil top. Either.
Very quickly lay out a rough design.
These elements
are temporarily grouped together.
I use that every day. It's amazing.
So I've gone from nothing
that's
to
a great
rough wireframe in about 15 seconds. From there, I want to add real fonts, make this a little bit more high fidelity. This is the first time on a mobile device we've given access to.
Ewan, are you still Final Cut or Premiere?
1,000 fonts.
Paul, I'm guessing what you saw was the pencil not working properly. I'm
gonna change nobody else has picked it up since then.
I think he got a little, you know, they must wear like an earpiece or something like that. He probably got a
build a pencil. Simple gesture to copy styles from other objects. And lastly,
let's take it out of the shot because all we can do is see it.
So
now I'm just distracted by
his
lips.
I'm pretty happy with it, but I'm not quite happy with the model's
smile. I'd put the B back on the page if you were going to be happy with it, or make it look like it's properly off.
I design quite a bit, but luckily we have an app for that. So I'm going to go into multitasking mode, and multitasking is amazing on the new iPad Pro. Side by side, it's like having two screens.
And I'm going to send this image from because I was going to tell you about color treatment with that iPhone and Premiere on your videos is ridiculously sick.
It's a member of the Photoshop family for retouching.
Mr. Batwin, she said Office on the current iPad is really cool.
Very, very fast. And has all the
Batwin says, I'm liking the fact that Apple have people working with them that most people have thought they were enemies. Shows that the adults are now in charge of the companies.
Well said, girl. So if I select the model's lips, for example, I can isolate those and just give her
it's
just
a, pencil.
A little bit more
I
of a smile.
I would prefer it to be a eyeless, says TV Ziggler.
And then I can send that change back to Com. So for the last app, I'm going to open up Adobe Photoshop Sketch, our painting and drawing app.
And with Sketch, we've really tuned it to work with Apple Pencil. It's
oh, there incredible. He goes. He picked it up.
And with our new watercolor tool, if you use the pencil on its side, you're laying down more water and less pigment. Oh. If I use it upright and press harder, I'm laying down more pigment and less water.
Oh,
and you can see it blending in real time. At any point, I can click this button here to dry that. I'm going to go ahead and copy this, close out of multitasking, and then paste this back into my comp document.
Just by drawing
so
an
with
X.
A couple other small tweaks,
okay. We
finish up this design.
And
it looks pretty good. I went from a blank page to a design in just a few minutes using three different applications together. But I think the most impressive thing out of all this is all this work is non-destructive. So at any point, if I put three fingers down on the screen, I can scrub back in my history, back to my blank document, and then all the way back to my final design.
Have people not seen this? This app has been out for a while, and it's freaking awesome.
It's just
never worry about making a mistake or losing your work. It's all safe here. So that was Adobe Comp.
What's the name of this app?
At Adobe, we're making tools that are powerful enough.
I'm blanking on
its
name.
Okay, I'll search the app store for C.
Creator Capture. Comp. Might just be called Comp.
I've got to say, fellas, I've got wood at the moment. This is the best Apple keynote in 5 years.
The last demo, we wanted to show you something that really requires the incredible...
Coming from you, and that's pretty awesome.
It is.
Comp CC mock-up design.
Yeah, Adobe Comp.
I call it where it's due, mate. This is already... they can stop now. I'd be happy with what they provided.
And we still got phone to go. And possibly TV.
To show you this incredible new application...
They better hurry up.
I just had that TV stuff to mess with Adam. Because he got another show. That's why he's in a hurry.
Irene?
You've got to be on BTN today.
Thank you. Sammy Jackson's just tweeted out, who wants a stylus?
In the average medical consultation, the patient is with a doctor for just 7 minutes, and they only recall 14% of the information they receive. At 3D for Medical, we believe that clear understanding between doctors and patients
She's
leads
Irish.
To better healthcare, and ultimately to better patient outcomes. I'm excited to show you how with a new iPad Pro, our conclusion
David posed last week.
So
Apple invited VP of Microsoft early snowfall and hell report.
I can zoom right into the knee area to show them more about the bones that work here.
Oh God, that's my X-rays from the last couple weeks.
Memory of the new iPad Pro mean that I'm now seeing these textures at double the resolution of previous versions. And with the poly count of our mesh also doubled, I'm experiencing new levels of medical accuracy. Now let's turn on some muscles. And we can see how they interact
let's
with
turn
the skeleton
some muscles.
To create movement.
Nice watch, girl.
The quadriceps you see here
she's
are
got
being
Milanese
animated
here, but
in real
her
time.
Ribs.
Yeah. 60 frames per second.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Just imagine how groundbreaking this will be for physical therapy patients in understanding and visualizing their treatment.
Physical therapy patients.
This motion is fully controlled by me.
That was Jamaican, man.
That's what she said.
You were closer to physical terrorist patients there than therapy.
She just needs to smile. What the heck is she mad for?
We've taken full advantage of the Apple Pencil by introducing unique cutting and drawing tools to our app.
She's doing surgery.
The model rapidly and with pinpoint precision. I can cut through the layers of anatomy to reveal the relationships between structures.
Oh, that's
and
good.
Even simulate surgical procedures.
Yo, how much is this app? I just want to play Operation.
Look at the 3D motion, Jesus!
So let's say my patient presents with a torn meniscus.
So you know the funny part is? The fanboys that were yelling, screaming about this is not that dope have no idea the tech behind that. They'll just be
cheese cutting through muscle and bone and then rotating those cuts in 3D. That is awesome. What a good app.
Let's see.
I can then show my patient their particular injury in 3D. Using the pressure-sensitive technology, I can model the effects of arthritis, varying the size and the...
See that white piece that's right there? Mine is missing right now, so I have to get a full reconstruction.
That is good. Batwinge thinks I've just had an ejaculation.
Well, see, I mean, this is amazing because this is a device, a doctor can carry... with him into the exam room. You don't have to pull a monitor over. They don't have to,
Yeah, that cumbersome thing with the arm
in front of you. You can hand it back and forth.
That I can actually share this exact...
What I want is her to put my actual knee into the iPad Pro and actually repair it.
On their own iPad.
iPad Ports Pro 2.
We believe
is that what the three discs are for?
And our complete anatomy
yeah. transform
the way just plug it in your knee and hope for the best.
Can she send you your X-ray to your Apple Watch?
From remote villages.
I guess. I bet you could do that already anyway, though, because it's just texting, isn't it?
But not on the NHS. It's
pretty far behind the live...
So now you've seen the kind of applications that can run on iPad Pro.
Phil's now going to do astronomy.
Transformative. This is the most advanced iPad we've made by a long shot.
No kidding.
12.9
inches. It's kind of funny when they say that.
And they put a shitty 8 megapixel iSight camera in it. Jesus Christ,
this is
man.
First time a 4-speaker audio system. Pulled all day, 10-hour battery.
It's got LTE,
that's 8 megapixel iSight camera.
That's the older LTE. That's not the new LTE that's been being rumored.
And LTE networking, of course, our great Touch ID.
Yeah, you know, they'll go with the sturdy before they put the perspective anytime. Friendly manner possible.
A mercury-free
LED. Yeah, this is the vinegar strokes towards the price.
Arsenic-free display glass. BFR-free, beryllium-free.
You want me to spoil the pricing for you?
That picture on the knee is just where they cut the Microsoft Surface off at.
New iPad Pro comes in three finishes. Silver, gold, and space gray.
No.
I know right now you're just thinking... How much does it cost?
Yeah.
I'm in at up to
$12.99.
That was 20 minutes.
$9.49.
Starts at just $7.99.
$10.79.
32 gigs of memory. For 128 gigs, it's 150 more. And there's a configuration with 128 gigs and LTE networking.
Why a 32? It took 128 to get cellular. Yeah.
For enterprise. For enterprise. They don't want any data on a device to get it.
Nobody wants that one.
That's Applebee's.
Enterprise wants that one. They don't want the device... And yeah, right. the stores and that, they don't want the device to have the data on it. It has to all remain in the cloud.
There has never been a product anything like iPad Pro before.
$9.49 plus $99.
I need cellular, and I don't think I can justify going all the way up that high.
$169
with its scale. With
you don't do tethering.
I find that pain. I do tethering on my phone, but.
To amplify this, to put it on a much larger scale, we designed iPad Pro.
Standing alert, despite the fact I am currently standing.
It begins.
Dr. Drang just pointed out something very important. Irene, when she was doing a demonstration, put her palm on a pad and nothing happened. But he said it seemed like the Microsoft and Adobe guys were afraid to do so. So that proved that they got that hand stuff figured out as well. Much better.
Oh yeah, there's palm rejection. Transforms
your view. Deep Pan's confirming that 12.9 inches is smaller than A4. 1,079 with cell access is a bit steep, says Rowata. I agree. I think the cell card issue, in terms of cost, it's sod all. Absolely nothing.
Increasing the sensitivity.
What's the surface price in dollars, says Batwinch?
It's actually the most advanced display.
Anyone can get onto that?
And with 5.6 million pixels.
Microsoft Surface in dollars for a direct comparison. I think it's similar.
I think it's slightly higher, actually.
Surface Pro.
This is the first iPad.
Yeah, I think the Surface Pro is closer to 12. At this level.
Batwinch says Don McAllister will go for it. Don McAllister would buy three of those for doorstops, mate.
This leads that's without the keyboard, right?
And the all-day battery life you'd expect.
The Surface Pro 3 starts at $799.
Yeah, but you can't go by starts. You gotta look at this A9X and all the memory and the space. The one thing the server's gonna kick ass on is the SSD though, because we're still stuck at 128. They got up to a terabyte.
So the 128 gig Surface Pro 3 with stylus is $899. Yeah. It does not have cellular, as far as I can tell, though.
I'll take $200 more for the Pro.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point.
That's about normal Apple Microsoft ratio.
I don't know if I can justify it because I need cellular.
What about Adam's question about tethering? You skipped that.
I find it a pain. It's not 100%.
Super easy.
No, I don't have a problem with it. It works just crystal.
And I live in a city.
Pro
that, well,
128 is $899 though.
I live in a city with citywide Wi-Fi because I put it in, but so I don't care about the sad part.
Arctic Mush has just said, "There goes the kids' Christmas for me."
So James, what are you getting? Cole, what's Daddy getting?
iPad. So the iPad Pro is basically $50 more than the Surface Pro 3.
Yeah, $1,799 for the 512K
get the stylus,
i7, 1.7 gigahertz.
So. Those three little magnets, are they only on one side? So that means that the keyboard only functions like that when you've got it sat in landscape mode, is that right?
Probably so. So that way that the power is always one direction. To
transform the way that would make sense, though. I mean, where you really... I guess...
Because it's in the case, so you're folding it into place. That allows you to be the orientation... But I get what you're saying. You can't do it standing up.
Yeah, you can't do it in portrait, meaning, you know, portrait would be nice for working on a single page of a document at once, I guess.
Yeah. Like, that just looks so
sexy. iPad Mini 4.
That is the new iPad Pro.
Okay, I'm going to have to jump off in about 5-10 minutes. Ewan's nipped off for a whiz.
Lower price. Above it, the brand new iPad Mini 4, the cross budget. Okay. What's the iPad Mini 4? Simply, we've taken
it's the fourth edition.
What was availability on the...
November.
November,
okay.
So they're not doing anything with the iPad Air 2. They're just leaving that.
Oh, yeah, that was expected.
Because, again, for enterprise and schools.
See, that I've been out of touch with a lot of the rumors and stuff like that for the last few weeks. So I
ignore the rumors.
Yeah, iPad Air 3 was not supposed to happen. Supposed to happen maybe in this fall or spring.
iPad Pro is really amazing. We can't wait to see what our developers and customers do. Next up,
Apple TV.
I'd like to talk about an even larger.
Yeah, here we go.
That is your TV.
This is going to be at least 2 hours.
Yeah, but they've really packed it in. TV plays a it's been fast. The problem that you had with the last one was that it was music for like an hour. It was just too long on one subject. They've really hit the pace with this one.
There's more great content being created today for TV than ever before. It really is the golden age of television. What's important as TV is, the TV experience itself hasn't changed that much in decades. In fact,
dude, you've sat with front row for 10 years. Don't give me any shit about anything else. Still, until you ditch front row, you cannot talk, Timothy.
He's about to, don't worry.
He's not going to ditch front row.
Today, we are going to do something about that.
You're
going to
ditch front row.
And it starts with a vision.
We've convinced every content provider to use front row.
It's simple.
Oh, no!
And perhaps a little provocative. We believe the future of television...
Here we go.
...is app.
Ah, cool.
In fact, this transition has already begun.
Anders, if you're watching, start working on the app
more
now.
And more time on our computers.
You're on the clock, boy.
Mobile devices.
This is them selling us that they can't put together a streaming TV service.
And Hulu.
Is this the game?
Over 60% of the pay TV streaming video is consumed on an Apple device. And all of this is consumed through an app. And when you
they better announce
TV
that they have Amazon
in this
on there
way,
then.
Through an app,
Amazon's not in the same ballpark, though,
how
I don't
much
think.
Better it could be.
It's now good. That Amazon gave
Amazon
up its
app, Amazon Prime.
For what you want.
Yeah, I mean, it's good, but it's not.
You can watch it.
It's not in the same ballpark,
where
is it?
You want.
No, but I mean, if they're going to sell us on apps, then they have to have all of them. They can't leave out services.
They've realized that Ali Bray in a sharp, tight spacesuit isn't cutting it for TV.
One that's built on powerful hardware.
Although I did enjoy it, I have to say.
That runs a modern operating system.
Not that I wish to objectify women.
That provides a new user experience.
There you go. New user experience, Ewan.
It's gone.
That has powerful tools and APIs, so developers.
It's not. They're trying to. All they're trying to do is fluff you with.
That are amazing.
With, this is
just like in the mobile space.
This is what front row can do for you. You've been ignoring the benefits of front row for years, Rankin.
Customers can easily find those apps and personalize their TV experience, so it's better than ever before.
Is the first app for Apple TV going to be Pornhub? Yes. Probably.
And we've been working really hard.
What's Pornhub, Steve?
And really long. To bring all of these together.
I can't believe the crowd. I chuckled at it, so I guess I can't believe the crowd chuckled at that.
To show you the new Apple TV.
It's four times as large.
Show me something new.
Oh, there's that touchscreen remote. Did you see it?
Oh, what? That's the double in the price bit.
Or touchpad remote, sorry.
I am so broke.
Oh, God.
I've just worked for an entire month so I could give it to Apple.
Hey, now don't give me crap about my edits, damn it.
No, they're my edits, and I'm justified. And I'm ancient.
I am more UNer than thou.
The Jason Bourne movies.
Show me Dick's board move.
Ruata says it still looks like front row though.
She's got a point. Or he's got a point. I'm not actually sure what that is.
Aim. App Store. Oh, the thing's huge.
Show me how to select my own movies. Yeah, it's still front row. You know it.
Yeah, that looks like it's stuck from there.
That's not all different.
The Apple TV got seriously thicker. It's about double the height.
This is the new Apple TV.
Who likes the remote? Yes, we do.
Yes.
We believe it is the future of television. To tell you all about it, I'd like to invite my colleague, Eddie Q. Eddie,
I've
got to go home now and tell my wife that throughout November we'll be eating fish head soup.
Thanks, Tim. The new Apple TV starts with a powerful set-top box and a
That's all right. I
got to
tell the kids there's no Christmas this year.
Well, it's even worse for Mac Vader. He's saying he's going to have to start escorting.
That's what I said.
On iPhone, you interact directly on the screen.
The good news is he's in Amsterdam or he's in Holland, so
experience to your television.
He should make a quick book.
Across the room.
And to do got a little mic on the top.
Apple's no adult content ever. I don't think
that remote is sexy.
Oh,
Eddie's... The new remote has a glass touch surface across the top that makes it both fluid and precise to move around.
Can you skim through front row? Experience.
Yeah, they showed it just now in the video.
No,
it was really
that wasn't front row, dude.
Set of movies, and when you see
that ain't
you
front row. Front
no,
row
they,
is right
she showed it when he was talking about looking for a movies, and she was rubbing the finger, and it was sliding across the movies.
Your television using your voice. And the Siri remote does exactly that.
Yes.
You hold down the Siri button and
go
you
on,
ask for
copy
something.
Copy Amazon.
Show me funny TV shows.
There aren't any.
Siri gives you a list of comedies.
Eddie, funny is a subjective term.
Sorted by popularity. And it comes
out
right on top so you don't lose your place. And when you see a show you like, you tap and you get all of the details. Seasons, episodes, and all of the screens have been redesigned. They look beautiful, and they
focus
on the content.
That wench wants to hear Mac Vader's voice if he's got a Dutch
today,
accent, so he may go on the moist list, but he is gay,
TV
mate, so
movie,
that puts two gay men
you
on your moist list, which
open
isn't good.
Each and every app to see which one has
Will Universal Search well, find Siri, content in podcasts?
It'll search across multiple content apps, give you all your...
So all you have to do is say, show me podcasts with Adam Christensen or Jeff Gamet.
No. You can't say, show me podcasts with Jeff Gamet, because you'd
really
never
cool
finish scrolling through that freaking list.
That's what Netflix, I just said.
Hulu,
that wouldn't
HBO,
work.
And Showtime. We'll be adding even more over time. And to give you a closer look at the new
I'm
Apple
not saying
TV,
it's a bad shirt,
like
but not even James
Ben
May
Holes
would wear that.
Apple TV
it's a bad wedge.
To give you a demo.
And he's on Amazon. Who's this?
Sign off. I'll
I'm
I'll,
really excited.
What was her name?
Very
I missed it.
First one to show you the new Apple TV.
Starting cute girl with bad haircut.
The TV Egon's made a good point there. He
like
said,
photo, right?
Is that funny
but
ha-ha or funny weird?
Movie? Let's look at another one.
Good point.
You hear me?
This is all high-def video that we've shot exclusively for Apple.
From a helicopter.
Ewan, could you hear me?
Slow motion shot
yes, I can.
Reveals the scene in a way that is...
I'm going to have to sign off.
We'll see you in a bit. Come back if you can.
Yeah, no worries. Cheers.
We've included some
It looks like it's going to go on for a while.
Around the world.
Paul's leaving us with his office.
What are we looking at?
Just leave us with your office, dude.
Just the day or night shot,
leave it all on.
Depending on your time of day.
This is the, like, using the TV as a screensaver to relax mode.
Okay, now let's dive in by pressing the home button. So here I am on the home screen. I have access to
that wench doesn't know her name, but she did wave and say hi, so she must be nice.
One of the great new things on Apple TV is the App Store.
Deep Pan said, is this another woman on the stage? Someone call security.
And we've added Apple Music. Now, Eddie talked about the fantastic ways to interact with Apple TV. And with touch, I can just swipe across my app. I can swipe up to top movies and notice the 3D effect on the artwork as I move around.
Ooh.
It's easy to swipe one by one, or a quick swipe to go all the way across. It's fast and fluid. The movie poster follows the movement of my thumb on the remote. Really makes it come to life.
Why?
Because now, when you get the dev kit and you hook it up with adult content.
Oh, is that for the porn stuff?
It's easy to find. Yeah. Exactly,
ah, got you right. So when you do
that's why she said you really make it come to life.
It's in, it's out. It's in, it's out.
Show that Modern Family episode with
Evan. Well, that's why Cook said we've been working long and hard. Well,
Siri takes me straight to the Modern Family page with the episode I was looking
for. He said that.
Already selected.
He did. I'm not because it's funny.
I just clicked to play.
And Mac Vader said he's got to go and have a shower. Maybe we'll be back later. Obviously, he's excited.
Because you can, D-Pan. Why else?
Really easy to
shower in inverted commas.
I just click and swipe.
3D effect on titles. Why? Totally agree, D-Pan. Totally.
No, I just said because you can. No, actually, there's an interactive field that it makes you feel like you're actually interacting with an electronic device. So there would be a scientific reason behind it just goofing off.
Oh, come on, man. Not your sister. Give her a proper snow.
I can use Siri during playback as well. Skip ahead 7 minutes.
Is that Lee Peterson?
The year was 1991.
In the chat room?
And
no.
No, on the guitar.
I just missed what was said.
No,
What did she say?
So porn content is really going to take advantage of the force touch aspect.
That's a neat one. That's a neat
one. Oh, yeah.
That feature's awesome.
So cool.
Now you can play TV trivia.
But that's only really data in, data out. Find something to watch, even when I'm not sure what it is. Show me some action. Okay, this looks good. I really like
but they're
Skyfall.
Based on priority of sales.
The James Bond one. I'm in the mood for a classic. Just the ones with Sean Connery.
That's quite interesting, the fact that it's contextual. So she knows it's a question that's moved on from the last question, rather than... That's very good.
That's pretty sick.
Hey, there's Walt.
...based on cast, director, date, even age rating.
Now let's show you movies with people related to Kevin Bacon.
So let's see what Siri suggests.
With the Kevin Bacon number of one.
That are good to watch with kids? All right, great. Paddington looks good.
That'd be really cool.
When I click on the movie, I'm taken to this beautiful full-screen view. It has all of the important details right up front, including where
that's
the
what my Plex looks like right now.
Yeah, but the thing is here with that one, because like you've got the kids section. You can easily get to the kids section. But what you need to do is, right, okay, Siri, show me the kids section. Great. Okay, show me all the stuff that's not in the top sales. So we tend to have bought a lot of the stuff that's in the top sales and watched it. So actually what I want to do is look at a kid's movie, like I want it to throw Goonies out or something like that, where,
you know, we
can,
you know, as
I wonder if you can say show me stuff I don't own, because that would be even better, and that's even smarter for Apple.
I believe that would work.
I can ask Siri information about the movie too. Who stars in this?
It's a cartoon, you gay.
Siri will answer on the bottom of the screen to avoid disruption.
Hey, it's Lord Grantham.
Oh, that's cool.
We're getting in-the-moment info like sports scores. How did the San Francisco Giants do yesterday?
Of course they won.
But while you're watching the movie,
I can also ask about the weather.
Not leaving the current content.
Yo. Can I order a pizza while I'm in the middle of the game?
If I want more details, I can just swipe up. Siri will automatically pause the movie in the background and give me more information about the weather. And we've taken the beautiful animations from iOS and adapted them for the TV. They're going to look stunning. It's super easy to switch between apps on Apple TV. Open Music. I'm taken right to Apple Music, and let's browse for you. This playlist looks really good. So you probably wouldn't have guessed it, but I'm actually quite a metalhead, and this is one of my favorite bands. All right.
I can tell by your horrible haircut.
And I'm back on the home screen. That was just a quick glimpse at the new Apple TV. Thanks.
You know what's going to be nuts is when they have the Pizza Hut app and the Uber Weed app.
You're going to have Just Eat on there or something like that. So you're already your grub.
That was incredible. The new Apple TV is so much fun to use. And you also have access to all of the great
content. I need some blueberry kush and a large pepperoni.
But we've redesigned all of our apps. iTunes Movies, iTunes TV, and we've even brought Apple Music to the big screen with over 30 million songs. Playlists and albums recommended just for you. Listen to the latest releases. Play curated radio stations, including the...
Does any other set-top box do the voice stuff already?
Amazon Fire. And it does it brilliantly.
The comfort of your couch. Well, yeah, that's the Echo thing, though, said, right? Or is that separate?
No, you can do it in a Fire Stick
thing. Amazon Fire Stick and Amazon Fire TV. If you use the Amazon Fire TV with the remote, you've got a microphone button on there that's...
We're introducing a brand new operating
system. Show me this. It is. It's awesome. It's awesome.
DVOS.
We watch a lot of TV series and trying to find TV series we were watching, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., all that kind of stuff. Dead easy. The only thing that's a negative with Amazon is the fact you can't physically download the content and hold it, whereas you can with iTunes.
You can on an iPad now.
Yeah, they just added the iPad app.
Yeah, but not you can't on the Amazon TV. There's no way of...
There's no storage, is there?
No, but you can't get it on your Amazon account.
You can plug a hard drive into the Fire through the back.
But you can't download it.
Experiences, yeah.
Content apps, you can't.
Like Netflix.
No, I'm saying, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Beautiful imagery and a great UI from HBO. Primetime television shows from Hulu. Incredible games like Galaxy on Fire, Rayman Adventures, and even games that have only been available on consoles, like the new Disney Star Wars game.
That one says it's not Front Row, it's TVOS.
Activision is bringing the new Guitar Hero to Apple TV.
Apple's taking you back to 2002.
Shadowmatic. This is an imaginative puzzle game that's been a huge hit on iOS. We've got engaging apps for kids, like Play Kids.
Dova, I just think he sort of looks like the drunk uncle at a party.
Yep.
Made Fire, a whole new way to enjoy your comic.
He doesn't do it for me, I have to say. And I'm not sure
saying comics on the big screen.
Whole family around the TV and plan your next vacation.
Oh, imagine on the iPad Pro. And when you're looking for a new home, comics stuff. Oh, awesome.
Now, I'd like to give you some live demos of a few new apps.
Yeah.
And first up, I'd like to invite up Andy Sum from Hipster Whale.
I was like, how are you going to call a guy Hipster Whale to his face?
Crossy Road is an endless arcade hopper. Been downloaded over 40 million times on iOS. 3 months ago, we received an Apple Design Award, and as a small indie studio from Melbourne, we're thrilled to be able to bring our game to the living room. We're super excited to be here.
Oh dear.
To all of you, for the first time, just how much fun it is to play Crossy Road on the new Apple TV.
Oh dear.
The new remote allows natural control.
You play Crossy Road?
I do, but I don't read it like that.
This gives you the precision, dodge cars,
but you can't
cross logs, and even hop past.
I haven't played it yet because I think I would get addicted.
No, on the iOS app, that actually scrolls forward.
Ooh.
Or not.
That wasn't planned, was it?
All the hilarious characters known, like Chicken, Allard,
he's reading a script, for fudge's sake.
But I know, I hate when those people who don't know how to do an Apple presentation have to do a presentation.
I'm super excited about being here, everybody. And don't Apple say I'm a New Zealander, because I'm not. I'm from Australia.
That was pretty good.
Now, You can truly play Crossy.
Not a mallard either. It's a mallard.
Stop also, reading, you wanker.
Is my favorite character, the mallard.
This is my favorite character.
Wait.
The rampant,
so
the rampant rabbit.
Multiplayer. They're using. They're each. They each have a remote.
Jump right into the action.
Yeah,
right.
That's good. Good eye, Adam. So that means it's not straight Bluetooth. Maybe it is Bluetooth, but then
it's got to be Bluetooth. And I would assume that's how they're going to do Guitar Hero, because I would assume you're going to get Bluetooth guitar.
Bluetooth
controller.
Guitar. But yeah. Apple's Bluetooth is always a little pain in the butt.
The team will continue to rack up points.
Now, just imagine two remotes that can both control the Apple TV. This could be a bad thing.
I know, we got fighting in the house.
Oh, no, dude. Wait till there's an accelerometer in it, and it's a Wiimote.
And this is where Crossy Road on the new
you throw it at the TV. But I can just see right now, Real Housewives or UEFA, like, Champions League. It's just going to be going down.
Now, you have a remote, and your wife has a remote at the same time.
Yeah, that's
what you do, Adam, is you stuff hers in the couch cushions, and then you watch what you want to watch.
It's Frogger with a chicken. It's not original, says Batwitch.
It totally is Frogger. Yes, absolutely. That's what makes it awesome.
We've got a title, Frogger with a chicken.
Single player, cooperatively, or competitively, we really think you're gonna love Crossy Road. And it'll be available.
They're gonna have harmonics on, so we'll see how Guitar Hero works.
Dinkpan says he tried this game on Roku and he deleted it in 30 seconds.
Yeah, because the Roku remote sucks.
It's great to see a classic iOS game now on your Apple TV.
At least Adam is watching.
That means we're going to have Zoom Zoom on my Apple TV.
John Carter from Harmonic.
Good morning. With Rock Band, Harmonix brought music games to living rooms around the world.
So I've just texted Steve Neighbour and he said, I said, show me the kids' movies I don't own already. And he's just tweeted back, oh yes, absolutely.
With me is Mike Fitzgerald, and on behalf of the team, we are thrilled to introduce Beat Sport, a collection of games for the whole family, designed specifically and exclusively for Apple TV.
This is the Wiimote, I'm telling you.
All right, this guy here is
accelerometer.
Watch how Mike hits his rhythmic pitches by actually swinging the remote.
There you go. What did I just say?
What's the cord for?
Harmonix games let everyone interact with music, regardless
that's
of your
the leash.
Background.
Remember?
And the new remote.
You have to add a leash so people aren't throwing the remote through the TV screen.
Mike's pretty good at this, clearly.
Yeah, that remote looks like it'd be really easy to hang on to in that scenario, right?
With a beautifully animated cast of creatures that will keep you smiling.
I predict an Apple remote leash very soon.
Mike swings to hit,
from Belkin in fluorescent colors.
I think Apple, this is going to be, this, isn't there always, there's, you know, every once in a while there's one thing that, like, Apple has to, like, go back on or fix, and this is going
to
be it.
To help Lil dominate her
people throwing their Apple remotes through the LCD.
All right, now this here is Big Bouse. His rhythms tend to get really tricky, so let's see if Mike can take the heat.
You know what's going to be awesome on Apple TV? My Algorithms DJ app, when we're having like a party over or whatever, I can play music and stuff from the remote while I'm still like doing stuff in the house.
All right, so far so good. Keep up that streak, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be, Apple just invented the Wiimote. They're going to sue Nintendo tomorrow morning, saying that they actually patented this first and Nintendo stole it.
And the crowd goes wild. So that looked like a pretty solid showing to me. So let's see how
is this the
iMote,
says TVC Cop.
A gold medal. Have you played this before?
You know what's going to be awesome? This would be good for in a classroom setting, though. Some of the education stuff that you can do that requires a little more interactivity than just touching and dragging things.
Yeah, no, good call.
Whoever does make really good education video stuff on this thing will make a mint.
We can't wait to share.
Especially if you can disguise it as fun.
Only on Apple TV.
This thing better not be $199.
Yeah, it is. That's what they said, yeah. $199, $149, and $199, if I remember correctly.
Now that looks like a lot of fun.